A Tampa mother tragically lost her daughter before her first birthday. She's channeled her grief into a mission to help give other grieving families more time to say goodbye to their babies. Daylena Miller with Health News Florida reports on a device called Cuddle Cots that offers families that extra time.
Inside Crystal Hopkins' Tampa home, she gestures to the large white curio cabinet that dominates her family's living room. She pulls open the double doors and plucks a metallic pink canister off the glass shelf.
So this is Everly's urn. Or on the outside, there's butterflies. It's just very girl-like, and the minute I saw it, I knew that it was the one for her.
Everly died last January before her first birthday. Her urn is surrounded by photos of her and the dresses and headbands she wore.
We love having her here with us in the house and in the center.
Everly's death prompted Hopkins to help families in Florida have a dignified opportunity to say goodbye after their child dies. Her family discovered the cuddle cot while researching end-of-life options for Everly, who was born with a heart defect. It's a device that blows cool air through tubes attached to a plastic mat.
It's small like a humidifier.
A baby's body is laid on it soon after death, keeping it cool and holding off decomposition that begins within minutes. It can be placed in a straw bassinet.
It can even be placed in mom's hospital bed.
Hopkins says a cuddle cot would have come in handy.
The whole point of the cuddle cot is just that it extends the time that a family has with their child. And that's a time that you can't get back. It's priceless.
Hopkins says her and her husband feel blessed to have had nearly a year to spend with Everly. They took family photos with their two sons, made molds of her tiny hands and feet, and completed a bucket list that included a nature hike. In January 2016, LifePath Hospice in Tampa, which helped care for Everly, became the first place in Florida to own a cuddle cot. Lynn Parker is a nurse with LifePath Hospice.
There are some families who simply can't afford a funeral or a burial. And so to have the cuddle cot available to them gives a little dignity and a little time to say goodbye, which is so important.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 6 of every 1,000 babies die nationwide within a year of birth. Some are stillborn. Loria Steve of Lakeland experienced a stillbirth with her son Zachary about 30 years ago.
I wanted to be able to count his fingers and count his toes, and those are the things that are my really, really big regrets.
Now she runs the National Cuddle Cot Campaign, where she's helped place about 130 of the 200 cuddle cots that now reside in hospitals and birthing centers around the country.
The baby never really has to leave the room, doesn't have to go to the morgue, doesn't have to go to a refrigerator, doesn't have to be packed in ice, those kinds of things.
As Steve says, Florida hospitals have not been receptive to having cuddle cots available. But every hospital in Columbus, Ohio has one. Dr. Philip Schubert is the medical director of maternal fetal medicine at Mount Carmel Health. He says they didn't change policy to use the cuddle cot. It just became another option.
Meaningful grieving requires time.
And it helps more families to meet the baby.
It allows them to bring an extended family that may not be local, and it may take them a day or two to get here.
Steve says she's going to keep pushing hospitals to change the policies they say are working.
It might be working for the hospitals, but it's not working for the families and their healing processes. So, yeah.
Back in Tampa, Hopkins says Everly's short life made an impact.
We just kind of knew after, really almost immediately after she passed, that her life couldn't end there.
And in a way, her daughter is helping other families, too. For Health News Florida, I'm Daylena Miller in Tampa.
State lawmakers have passed a new $82.3 billion budget. How does the spending plan address important health issues in the state? Find out on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.